Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we with my baby?
Yes. It's here built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Hello. It must be Thursday night. And I am your host, KL Belvin, and this is Reality and Relationships. But before I go any further, is my lovely co-host there?
Of course I am.
Just checking.
How are you?
And I am good, but my lovely co-host is the very pregnant, very sexy Tiffany Braxton Belvin. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm sitting here in an air-conditioned room, finally cooling off. Thanks to my wonderful husband who installed the air-conditioning.
That's what's up.
So that's I appreciate it.
Oh, we can't have a pregnant woman get overheated because I ain't trying to take you to the hospital. Anybody got time for that?
Oh, it's not because you love me. It's because you don't want to take the time to take me to the hospital if I get overheated?
Oh, right, listen, I'll splash down some. There's some love. I throw some water on you first, see what we could do, get you cooled off. And then, you know, push, come to shove, then we got to take you to the hospital. Not a problem, not a problem. So what's going on, darling?
Nothing much. How was your day?
Ah, we going to start with me? Well, let me see.
We always start with me. So I figured I'd turn the tables on you.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go with my week. I'm still a bum. It has been, we moved, and I know we're going to talk about that a little further. But, you know, just trying to gear up for these last couple weeks of the summer before I return to school. I'm kind of torn. I'm ready to return to school, and then I'm kind of not looking forward to it, so I'm kind of in between.
I'm not looking forward to it either.
I kind of dig the time, but I definitely want to get back to work. I hate being on vacation for so long. I know that's going to sound strange to some people, but I enjoy what I do, so I miss it. Also, things was cool just here, networking and getting things together, getting the From Gigolo to Jesus movement on. I did a couple of interviews this week, two on Monday, one on Tuesday, and I just got word from a couple other radio shows for next week, so I have an interview next Thursday the 29th and Saturday the 31st, so I'm getting the word out about From Gigolo to Jesus.
Don't forget that we were on a Tamika Hall radio show the other day also.
Yeah, that was Monday. We were on with Tamika Hall, and then I was on with Sten from Untamed Talent on Monday night, so both of those shows, it was tremendous. Shout out to both of those young ladies. We're actually going to return the favor and have them on our show because Tamika, what's her last name, Hall?
Tamika Hall
and her wonderful husband, we definitely got to bring them on and interview them on our show just so you can see the type of love and commitment they have to each other business-wise. It was definitely a tremendous honor to be on her show. We talked about can marriage survive cheating, and that was actually very interesting. And I can't remember the young lady that was on with us. I know her book is From Hoda Housewife. The elder was doing her thing too, so that was cool. And then Tuesday I was on with my boy Tiger, did his show Jungle Love, and just kicking it about sex in the church. Books ain't gonna sell themselves, but I'm getting a little frustrated because when you're trying to do business, folks just don't come to the table the correct way. Folks have their hands out, but they're not understanding that networking is a mutual thing. Not just me doing for you as you doing for me, but it's also understanding that we need each other to further what we do. And I'm just getting a little frustrated with the way some people choose to do their business and how they choose to act. Dealing with that. Other than that, things have been great. Getting comfortable being back in the neighborhood that we used to live in, and I'm excited about that. And, you know, some of the changes that I've talked about in the past have now got put into effect. I'm about to go join the gym. I'll be hitting the gym at night. I'll put the name out on a later show, so if you want to come join me, you can. Don't augment my time. Just show up at the time that I'm going to show up, or just go work out when you work out. Don't change my time, because I'm going to tell you what time I'm going to be there. If you say, why so late, work earlier, we can talk the next day. I'm going to be working out after 10, and then I'm coming home and going to bed, so it's up to you. So that is it, baby. What about your week? How's your week been?
My week has been pretty good. I'm finally decompressing from the move.
Okay.
I'm getting comfortable in this pregnancy.
Yeah.
There are days that I feel really pregnant, and then there are days that I feel like my old self again. But it comes and it goes, but I'm doing pretty well.
All right. And how's it feel to be back in your own apartment after all that time?
Oh, my goodness. It feels wonderful to be back in our own place. There is nothing like having your own. And, you know, it's funny because that first night that we were here, I just sat in the bed and just looked around the room and just thought, first of all, I love our apartment. That's first and foremost. And I thank God. And I actually got on my knees and said my prayers. And I said, thank you, Jesus, for this, because it's been a long time coming. But
nice.
To actually be here and say, this is ours, oh my goodness. And I can't wait to kick you out of the baby's room, because right now KL has a baby's room set up as his home office. I cannot wait to kick you out and start making it a baby's room. So.
And by that time, we might not even be in the state, so I'm not even worried about that. So we got one more move that may come up, making his move to Delaware. And speaking about that, I got to go downstairs and get that stuff out of the car. I got to send those emails out, those thank you emails and exploratory emails, and see what we can actually set up. So
let me tell you one thing. I have said,
sure.
This is crazy, because usually I've moved a few times over the years since Kale and I've been together, and we've moved a couple of times together.
What happens when you want it by the police?
I am not wanted by the police. Shut up. Anyway, moving is very difficult. And this time it was difficult because I really couldn't lift anything. I had to watch everybody else do the work, and I
me
just
neither.
Delegate. But
I wasn't lifting nothing. I was lifting the wallet.
Yeah, KL paid for everything. But
right.
It was difficult to sit back and just watch and wait for people to do things at their pace when you wanted things to be done quickly. And I said, when we move to Delaware, we're not taking anything but the clothes on our backs. I can't take the packing
that's,
and unpacking.
That's the hormones. That's the hormones speaking, y'all. If she think I'm leaving all my stuff in this apartment.
I am so serious. The clothes on our backs
don't listen
and
to her,
our
y'all.
Laptops. That's what
don't listen to her, because I told her when we were leaving, leave some of this stuff.
No. And I did. Honey, don't say that. Honey, don't say that. Because you know that I spent a few weeks throwing stuff away.
Why we need tea lights?
Honey, the tea lights are necessary, especially we have events coming up and we might want to decorate.
You pregnant?
And also,
you ain't going to no event? You pregnant?
Honey, also, keep in mind that we burn oils for aromatherapy and aromatics. So we need the tea light in order to burn our oils.
This is a hoarder.
I am
whatever.
Not a hoarder. I threw away five bags of clothes. Five bags of clothes. Come on.
What else going on? Throw all this trash away. We're out there.
Anyway.
Okay, what else is going
on? I spoke to one of the young ladies I met in Florida. Remember when I went to go judge the pageant in Florida 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I spoke
yeah.
to one of the judges, and we spoke because we got contacted earlier this year. A few of us, I think it might be three or four of us out of the seven, got contacted to come back this year to judge the same pageant again in December. So none of us heard from the production staff yet to say what's going on, you know, when should we start getting ready, whether they had our, you know, logistics in order.
Logistics,
because,
I got you.
Shut up. Because before, it was about around August that they contacted us for, you know, final arrangements to say, this is your flight, this is your, the hotel you're staying at, and, you know, all the information, but none
How
of us
you
have
going
gotten
pregnant?
It. I'm going pregnant. Well, I can't go pregnant. And, you know, it's funny that you said that. One of the other young ladies, she came with her husband, and she was pregnant 2 years ago. So why can't I
okay.
go pregnant?
That's cool. Can I go? I can't get off from work. I can't go.
You can't get off from work?
When? April?
December. It's in December.
Nah,
and you know
what? You know
you
that's
can't
right.
go
you can't
anyway.
Break, you, know, I can't.
You know why? Because remember, it was the week before Christmas. So
yeah, you're trying to get you fired.
But I would like you to come with me to Atlanta in April. You
am
made
I gotta
a
watch
baby.
The baby.
We take the baby with us.
Really?
We at least like I watch the baby. We take the baby with us. You are a mess.
Yeah, you know what? I'm quitting the writing, man. I'm giving up being an author. I'm done.
What? Don't give
well,
up.
Go ahead. I will tell in a second, but go ahead. You say a new week, because I'm about to quit, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of counseling. I'm tired of being all. I'm tired of the grind. All of it. No, go ahead. I'll talk in a minute. Go ahead.
No, it was funny because I also, you know, it must have been contact Tiffany week this week, because
mm-hmm.
I also spoke to a young lady that is a friend of one of the young ladies that I mentor, and she was going through some troubles in her relationship.
I heard you the other night. I was like, who about to jump off a bridge the way you was saying? I was like, oh, I'm okay. had to talk her down.
It wasn't that bad, but I understood where she was coming from because she's young. And it's so funny that my mentee, the young lady told me that my mentee told her, you know what, you should really speak to Tiffany because Tiffany's very open-minded and she doesn't judge you and you could talk to her. She gives good advice. And it's funny because so many people think I give good advice. I just speak from the heart. And I try to keep it as real as possible. What'd you say?
You've been having everybody contact you.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, get this what you're going through. We're going to talk about this during the show also. But basically, she was very upset because when I knew something was wrong because she contacted me like last week sometime before we went to Delaware. She said, you know, can we talk? I said, sure. You know, I'm going to call you back as soon as I can. But, you know, we're in the middle of some stuff. So last night, she sent me a message on Facebook and asked, can we talk? I said, sure, call me. As soon as I sent the number, the phone rang immediately. So I said, okay, this is serious. And I said, hello. She told me who it was. And then I could hear her voice. She was crying. And from that moment, I said, okay, what's going on?
Those are the worst because you know you're going to be on the phone for a couple hours. Like, when they call in that state, you know at that point, just turn the TV down, hit the DVR. You will not be able to finish watching your show. At that point, you're going down the road for a while, man. Just go ahead and put the car on cruise and just, all right, let's talk.
So I was basically, and that's how I set myself up. So I was bracing myself, you know, to whatever she was going to tell me. And she was basically saying that she'd been with her boyfriend for 10 years. And apparently he cheated on her and he got the next chick pregnant.
Wow.
And I knew how she felt and how devastated she was, and she said she knew that she could talk to me because I had been through, you know, something similar. And then she said to me the most hurtful part about it for her, and I told her it would even be just as hurtful for me, is that she has already been told by her doctors that she may not be able to have children.
Wow. Oh, we know something about that.
Basically, what happened is she and her boyfriend, because, you know, she's in her early 20s now, they had started trying to get pregnant. And
were they married?
No, they're not. Which, you know, we have our own opinions about that in itself, that bringing children in the world, you know, you should have a solid union, more solid than just boyfriend and girlfriend. That's just our opinion. But she felt because she's young, because she didn't know whether she'll ever be able to have children, and she didn't want to wait to the point that she couldn't have children, that she wanted to start now. So she and her boyfriend, you know, were trying to have a baby. She had gotten pregnant, but she had a miscarriage. I think she had two. But then this devastation to find out that her boyfriend cheated and got someone else pregnant, and of course the young lady is keeping the baby. She, of course, was finding it hard to deal with. And at the same time, she was kind of putting pressure on her boyfriend, saying, well, listen, you messed up. I still want a baby. And
what? So he's supposed to know, what is that, machine? He's just supposed to crank a baby out?
You know
what?
Oh,
man.
Well, she's
so
wanted...
did they fix it? Did they fix it? Because the baby's not even an issue now if the relationship is on that type of devastating. Like, how can the baby be the thought when things are so in disarray? Would you actually want to bring a child into that environment?
Well, she says that their relationship is still good, or, you know, and they still plan to stay together. And he's very sorry about what happened. It's not something that he wanted. It's just something that happened. And that they still plan to make a life together.
Okay.
So
she forgave him, basically, you're saying?
Yeah, she forgave him.
Okay.
And right. Basically, what she wanted is she wants to still move on together and say, okay, we were still planning to have a baby, then that's what we should do. But, of course, he's in his mind, and I could see where he was coming from, and I told her that I could see where he was coming from. In his mind, he's about to
have a
child
with
someone.
He's trying to deal with the first.
Right. That he wasn't planning to be with. So I said to him, it may not be the best thing to put that type of pressure on him. And she understood, but, you know, her And I understand also because her thing is, and it's similar to what we were going through when we couldn't get pregnant, that, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I want a baby. I want to be a mother. This is what I want. But it wasn't happening. And I can understand where she was coming from. But I also told her that she needs to see where he's coming from as well. And we finally ended the conversation. I told her that she really needs to think whether she would be strong enough to be continue the relationship, knowing if the possibility is she will not be able to have a child, knowing that he's now helping to raise someone else, you know, a child with someone else. And I told her, for myself, I said, I wouldn't be able to do it. I said, I'm not that strong. I said, if I was in your situation, I'm not that strong. And I know. I've been through, a lot that I know I can get through. But that's something I would not be able to do. I said the relationship would have ended if I was in her place. But I felt really bad for her. I just...
Well, I know a little something about that. I wrote about it in From Gigolo to Jesus. If folks have not read the book, and they actually need to, is that I talk about it with my ex-wife, is that my ex-wife and I went through a very negative abortion with RU486 pill. At that time, it was an exploratory pill. And we had already had an abortion early in the relationship when she was younger, and she had developed scar tissue, so they basically said there was no way that she could have another abortion. And here we had two children, and a third child would have really put things into a negative place, especially with the fact that our marriage had dwindled down to nearly non-existent. We were in a marriage. We were actually married. And so the idea of bringing a third child into that, where we were actually trying to figure out a way to end it, just wasn't going to work. And so when we finally went through that, it was one of the most difficult nights for her and just senseless nights for me in the way that I acted. And you got to read the book From Gigolo to Jesus to understand. It is just very painful. But the sad part was I was out cheating and created a child with someone else. And so I know a little something about the type of pain that creates. I don't know what that feels like, and I hope no woman goes through that. But it's also part of why I push to want to help other women to avoid men like I was for that reason right there. So I'm glad she was able to get herself together. I hope they can work themselves to a real good place, because when you start talking about children, it does make something very difficult. You know, I want to say something also, because I know you got to do the news, right?
Go ahead.
No, because I was saying, I just saw my friend from Philadelphia, author Julia Press Simmons, JPS, her and I talk on a regular because we routinely network. And definitely check out Julia Press Simmons and be ready for a rough ride when you read one of her books. She don't hold nothing back. So it can get real. Yeah, well, anyway, you have to read it for yourself. Adult-like, but very sweet person, love her to death. She sent me a video here we go. T.D. Jakes' video. If you go on YouTube, and I'm not one that promotes too many other people's stuff, but I would promote this. I'm not the biggest T.D. Jakes fan, but sometimes the Lord can send you a message and something that someone's doing that I'm not worried about where he was, what he was feeling, because he was on point. And it's called Commitment, How to Fill Your Destiny by T.D. Jakes. So if you go on YouTube, click on, look up T.D. Jakes, but look up Commitment - How to Fulfill Your Destiny by T.D. Jakes. And he just talked about, if you're not willing to commit yourself to the relationship, to the marriage, to your job, to your church, how can you expect anything in return? And it just really hit home because it made me start thinking of the things that I'm connected to right now. And I had to ask myself, am I going hard, 100% hard? You know, it's one thing to go, because he mentioned you might be at 30% or 60%, but you were designed to be at 100% success. And some people get over on talent when, because they're talented, they're able to hide that they're just getting over, when in actuality, if they apply commitment with the talent, they reach. Well, I'll let you watch, and he can explain it better than I can, because I'm actually going to watch it a couple more times myself. But I just wanted to say to anyone that is just kind of in between with where they should be doing with themselves, check out YouTube, T.D. Jakes' Commitment, How to Fulfill Your Destiny, because I'm going to watch that a couple of times, because I got some work to do here in the house, in business, and some other things. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, we both got work to do.
Yes,
so then, you know, another friend reached out, one of our mutual friends, between KL and I.
Yeah,
that's the one we're talking about today.
Gotcha.
And he reached out, and he was pouring his heart out. And, oh, my gosh, he gave so much information. I was really shocked at the detail. But he believes that his girlfriend is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me some information, and I read it a few times, and I said to him that the last thing he wants to do is point a finger with no actual proof. We can speculate. We can say, oh, he or she dresses different. He or she spends more time out the house. You know, we can give all types of reasons why we think someone may be cheating. But unless you have concrete proof, like
I did.
Bring
it to the table. What? I'm sorry? What?
Unless you have concrete proof, you really shouldn't accuse. You shouldn't point the finger.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Concrete proof? You didn't have proof.
You know I had concrete proof.
Okay.
The
her saying
fell
I'm not
in my lap.
Her saying I'm not pregnant in the email might be proof.
I didn't have to go look for it. It fell in my lap.
I'm so stupid.
Confronted you with it. But that's
Hold on. Stop right there. Gentlemen and ladies, I am never going to give cheating tips. I'm simply going to say, log out of your email. Do not X out. Do not X out thinking that the screen is logged out because you are still logged in. Make sure you log out where it says log out. You do not want your woman sitting there sending herself an email and it pop, sending you an email and it popped back up. And so she decided to read through my email. And, of course, she came across with, thank God I'm not pregnant. It was good seeing you, though. Ha! I was finished.
And,
we'll
tell
that story in another show.
I don't want to get off topic, but I can't believe you actually lied about that. Because you actually, I'm thinking, okay, she says she's not pregnant, which means that you guys slept together. And you said, no, we didn't sleep together.
It was in vitro.
Why would you be concerned about being pregnant?
I was studying biology because it was during my biochemist days, and I was considering biochemistry, and we were toying with in vitro fertilization from state to state, and she was one of our first test subjects.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. The best thing to do is if you're having doubts about your relationship, if you think things are changing, if you see that there are inconsistencies, is to sit down with your partner and have an open dialogue. Don't be accusatory. Don't blame, but just sit down and voice your concerns.
All right, let me jump in here a second. Everybody listening, understand this. Now you just heard Tiff and I talking about a situation where she caught me cheating. And by the little bit that we gave you, the woman said that she was not pregnant. So, yes, I was up inside another woman. Not that I'm proud of that. But you see that we were able to get to a point where we could joke about it and discuss it. So there is light at the other end of the tunnel. Now, it does not mean that you two are going to be together. Maybe. Maybe not. But the conversation can still be had towards healing. That's the key towards healing if presented the correct way. Now, one day, Tiff will explain to you the whole story behind that, which is hilarious. What she actually did was found that information. Tiff is more gangster than y'all realize. And maybe after the break, we might actually tell that story. So go ahead, darling. You say
it. Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. You know, I felt really, because I could tell that he really loves his woman.
Yes.
And I know he's concerned.
And he's reaching out to get help.
Yeah, right. And he reached out. He said he wanted another woman's opinion. And, you know, I gave him some pointers on what he can do and how he can relate and try to open up the lines of discussion. So people were calling me all week, and it was like, wow. Even, you know what's crazy? Even my biological father called me this week. How about that?
What? He called? He broke my rule and said he's not allowed to call?
He
didn't get permission from me. He called your cell phone, I know, right?
Yes, he calls the cell phone.
Okay, that's he's not allowed to call
the house.
For he's
like
still on
two,
band.
3 minutes. He just called me out.
Because he knew
doing.
I might be around, because he know he's banned.
But
he's
yes,
banned.
He definitely
tell him why he's banned.
Called.
You want to tell him why he's banned?
you can tell him why he's banned.
All right, let me tell you why Tiff's father's banned, right? First of all, I have no problem that she got back into her biological father got back into her life. I have been pushing that for that for the longest. Okay, you know what? Tell you what. Hold that thought right there, because we're going to take a two-song break. And when I come back, or when we come back, we're going to tell you about the ban on her father, what she did when she caught me cheating, which was gangster. The first time she caught me cheating. There's been other times. We'll talk about that. Anyway. We're going to take a two-song break, and we will walk you through those two particular scenarios before we get into some other news and then tonight's subject. You are listening to Reality and Relationships. It must be Thursday night from 8 to 10. And while we're listening to these two songs, I want you to run out, call a friend. Tell a friend right now to tune in and listen, because we're going to show you how you got to control certain things in your relationship and how you get over certain cheating situations, and that it's possible when we come back. I am KL Belvin. That is my lovely wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and we will be back in how many songs, baby?
Two songs.
To have a million thoughts running through your head. Oh, oh, think about where you at. Late night while laying in the bed. And I wonder, when you're out of mind, do you ever have a thought about me?
You are now listening to another Root Rights Two Nights Entertainment Productions, featuring the girl Cynthia Yvonne and my boy Blaze. Check it out.
Still getting my two step on. Gotta love that. I like that song right there. Welcome back to Reality and Relationships. We obviously both like this song. It is Thursday night, and every Thursday night from 8 to 10 on GQ Palace Radio, you will find Tip and I doing our thing on relationships, covering relationships from every angle possible. If you are listening from the website, thank you. If you're listening in from your phone at 646-200-3838, thank you also. All that we ask is that you support us every week, as well as go out and tell a friend to tune in and listen to what we do, because we don't just try to have fun. We want to make sure that every week you come away with learning something that could help you in your everyday life. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about why Tiz Pops is banned and what she did when she first caught me cheating. Okay. First of all, let me explain to you why her pops is banned. When Tiff and her father were biological father were separated at what time? What was it? Where were you? 10?
It was more than, it was about 30 years, so it was before,
so like
I was
6 or 7,
five.
Something like that. Okay.
It was earlier than that, yeah.
Okay. So basically when she was a
baby,
this
was 4 years ago that he came back
exactly.
into my life. So
okay. So yeah, it's like 30-some years. She was basically a baby. He was gone, incarcerated in and out of jail, all of those things like that. And I have no problem with that and judging that. Actually, I was pushing behind the scenes for Tiff to reconnect with her biological father simply because I felt she owed it to herself to know what he was up to because he may have other children. And it actually turned out that,
well,
that
we,
you have...
Well, we knew he had other children.
But
we
did
knew
you
that
know
already,
them at the time?
So.
Did you,
yes,
didn't know
because,
them at the time, right?
Yes, I did because my oldest sister I actually spoke with over the phone a few times when we were in high school. We had just never met in person. And it was so funny because, right, I had met her mother and her stepfather, but I had never met her in person. So I did know I had other siblings.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, exactly. So now there you go, because I know it was something like this. So basically, when he came back on the scene, I was like, okay, cool. And I had a couple years back, when I was 39 years old, had met my father, my biological father, for the first time. And we have been cool ever since. So, of course, I was excited by that. Now, what I did not know is that my man likes to partake in libation. And when he's had a little too much libation, he likes to ramble off like most alcoholics do and call the house at like 1:30 in the morning on a work night because he wants to purge his soul of all the things that's wrong. Bruh, I know the booze got you chirping. I ain't mad at that. I understand the booze got you wanting to cleanse and you want to talk to your daughter. You call him my house, and then he don't even say good evening, hello. He says, where's Tiff? Hold on a second, dog. You talking to her husband. You don't call her husband's house first of all and say, where's his wife? I don't care if you her father, if you ain't Jesus or God himself. I ain't trying to hear you. So then what's funny is I was like, yo, bruh, how you calling early in the morning? He's like, didn't even apologize. Where's Tiff? See, now you see the alcohol talking to you. Because I'm about to come find you where you at and rough you off. But all right. So after giving him the lecture, it finally got through. I guess he put the bottle down. He was like, I'm sorry. Can I speak to Tiff? Fine. Wake Tiff up. Yo, your daddy on the phone. Da-da. So my man commences to, for like 40 minutes, just babbling on. I can hear him from where I'm sitting. I was like, yo, give me the phone. Yo, my man, don't call here no more. And hung up the phone. I told Tiff, that's it. He's banned from calling unless he's calling sober and he calls at a decent hour, man. You are not going to call our house on the phone that I pay for. Her cell phone is hers. You can do whatever. You ain't calling the house and start the chatting if you ain't respectful. Bottom line, I don't want to hear it. It is what it is. And no, I'm not taking ownership and over my wife, and I'm not controlling. What I am controlling is my home. You are not going to call my home and wild out. Not going to happen. So that's why her father is banned. And, you know, what's funny is he took the ban very serious because that was the first time I heard about him calling in a good couple of years. Like 2 years ago?
No, he's called before, honey. Stop it.
He sneaks, he calls. He knows.
Wait, he calls,
but
he calls on my cell phone.
That's right.
He calls on the cell phone.
Learn that, fellas. You can set things up in your house right.
Okay, Ralph Cramden.
That's right. To the moon, daddy. To the moon.
You are a mess.
Now, the other thing. Now, y'all going to love this because y'all got to realize how gangster Tiff really is. That's my song, you stack. But anyway. Now, everyone knows, if you have not read From Gigolo to Jesus or you have not listened to Tiff and I talk, when we were dating, I was a very negative dude, and I tried to keep much of what I did on the low. And for the most part, I was very good at it. First 3 to 4 years of our relationship, I hid it in my infidelities very well. I was taking care of home, doing the things I needed to do at home. but I was still doing things out in the street. So as Tifa just mentioned, she was sitting at the computer, and
I
was
tell my story. You can't tell my story better than I tell my story.
Can I just tell my part up until, and then you can...
Okay. Go ahead.
I think
go ahead.
You know what? No, you know what? It's even better. I want to hear this myself.
Yes, because you like hearing it. You like hearing it the way I tell it, and I understand why you like it.
How you talk to me, but go right ahead.
Because you like to sugarcoat it and put it all in a pretty bow.
Yes, I do.
You don't like to punch in the face. And you know what's funny? Because every time we speak with someone who's read the book, they come up to me and they mention that part of the book, and they say, "You are gangster." And I wasn't trying to be gangster, so let me explain what happened.
Take him through.
I woke up in the middle of the night. Kale was already in bed. I had to use his bathroom, went to the bathroom. In the meantime, I decided to check my email. Someone sent me something very funny. I decided I wanted to send it to Kale. So I forwarded it to him, and all of a sudden, an email window popped up, and it was the email that I had just sent to KL. And I thought to myself, did I just send an email to myself? Because honestly, I have done that before, you know, when you're really not familiar with computers and email and instant message and everything. I have accidentally sent myself email before, so I thought that's what I did. So I'm sitting here laughing. So I opened it up and realized it's not my email. It's KL's email. He left it up. Like Effie said, don't just hit the X because you're not logged out. You have to hit log out. So my nosy self, I decided, you know, let me look around, see what's going on. I wasn't looking around with the purpose to find something. Not once did I think I would find anything, because I'll be honest, we were 3 years into our relationship. KL was doing everything he was supposed to as a boyfriend. He kept me happy. He did everything. We never argued.
And we weren't lacking in that area either, before you start thinking, yeah, no, that was good too. You will find out in a minute.
And everything was, to me, rosy. So I don't know why my focus was on this particular name out of all the names, because he had like 1,000 emails there. But I picked this particular name, and I just clicked on it. Lo and behold,
that's what you get for snooping.
I wasn't snooping. Lo and behold, it was an
email
from a young lady expressing her feelings for my boyfriend at the time. And discussing some intimacies that they had partaken in, and how she needed to go to the doctor because she wasn't feeling very well, and she thought that she might be pregnant.
And how she enjoyed it, too. Understand?
Okay. All right. So,
well, she didn't write that?
Of course, when I read that email, I said...
She didn't write that?
She did, but we got to talk about that.
Can I get a little pat on my back?
Whatever. So...
No, she wasn't an ex, Lavina. She was a jumper.
So basically, I read this email. So I said, okay, let me find her name to see exactly what the correspondence has been between she and KL. So I find another email after this one that says she went to the doctor and she's not pregnant, thank God. But then she goes on to how she thought about what it would be like to have his children and all types of craziness.
I forgot about that part.
Woo!
I forgot about it.
So I didn't know that it is physically possible to not have any emotions. When I tell you, that is a scary, scary thing. You do not want to deal with anybody that is lacking emotions. That means I wasn't sad, I wasn't angry, I wasn't crying. I just sat there for 15 minutes.
And I was sleeping.
And he was sleeping.
Good.
So I'm looking at the computer, and then I realized after that 15 minutes, I'm not feeling anything. Who doesn't feel some type of emotion? I'm thinking, okay, why am I not mad? Why am I not sad? Why am I not crying? crying. What is going on? Oh, my God, you are shocked. You are losing your mind. So I go get in the bed. I lay in the bed next to my boyfriend, KL.
Yes.
And now I can't go to sleep. So I'm laying there, and I'm still not mad. Still not sad. Nothing going on. No emotion.
I'm sleeping good.
And then I thought, I want to punch him in his face. I want to jump on him and whip his behind. I want to beat him out of his sleep. This is exactly what I'm thinking. I said, but if I do that, you know, KO is like almost twice my size. So I'm thinking if I do that, he might hurt me. So I'm laying there. Finally, I laid there for so long, the alarm clock rang for us to go to work.
Yeah.
It was like 4 hours later. I was still laying there with no emotion. So we get up, and, well, actually, we didn't get up. I'm sorry. KL was still sleeping. I decided that I was going to romantically get involved with my boyfriend this morning. And I put it on him
yes,
really
did.
Good.
I ain't gonna lie, she did.
It was so good that when we were done, he was singing in the shower.
No
so
comment.
You wasn't singing in the shower?
I was humming. I was humming. All right, yeah, I got my Luther Vandross song for a little while. I ain't going to lie.
Okay. So, we get ready.
Get ready for work.
And every morning, KL would drive me to the train station.
Yeah,
and I would take the train into the city because it was right around the corner from where he worked. And we got in the car. He's feeling good. He turns the radio on. He's singing to the radio. And I'm not saying anything.
Not talking. He is very quiet and sitting there very stoic. And I'm like, baby, what's the matter?
I waited until we got to the train station.
No. Back up. Not true.
Okay.
When the belt, now, this is where I remember, because I remember when my heart got stabbed. This is when I got the punch in the face. Basically, she turns around, and I'm steady trying to, figure out why she's not speaking to me, because, you know, we normally chatty in the morning. And she goes, "Who's Adrian?" And I'm like, "What?" Now,
that is not what happened.
Hold on, let me get it. You asked me how long have I been cheating, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Turn and see when you in festive mode, after love making mode, you still got the endorphins in your system. You good. So, you know, I'm chirping and I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she goes, "How long have you been cheating on?" Faces stern. It was like I was in a horror movie because. You know what? She needs blink. I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Just tell me the truth. How long you been cheating on me?" Now, anybody listening, let me explain something. No cheater is going to admit that they were caught without video, audio, or both. I am not giving myself up just because it might be proven to see if I think something. I'm going to hold my crown. I was like, "Come on, baby, stop playing. What are you talking
about?"
Yes,
he called this his Bill Clinton moment.
Yes, just tell me the truth. That's all I want to know. I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about." So at this point, she realized, and I'm going to hold on to the lie until I'm out of the plane with no parachute. She goes, "Well, that's pretty funny when Adrian feels a certain way. You not to have done anything." I was like, "Oh, she got dang." She found the same threat. I was like, "What?" So now, of course, the classic "what is," because I'm backtracking. I'm trying to figure out, what do I say now? So I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "No, you tell me." She's talking about how so happy she is being with you and happy she's not pregnant. What's that? And I was like, "All right, look." It's a chick I know. Too late. By that time, we're pulling up right? So about the train, and Tip is slick. Tip waited till we was in Brooklyn, so if I kicked out the car, she could still get to work on time. So her strategic plan was working.
If you kicked me out the car, you wouldn't have to kick me out the car. I would have walked from Queens to Brooklyn as pissed off as I was.
But, you know, as I'm trying to now explain myself like most busted dudes do, Tip wasn't having any of it. Tip said, look, you get off from school, come to my house, get your SHIT, and get the hell out of my house. I was like, baby, wait, let's talk. She slammed the door. Now, here's the problem. This is when I knew that partly when I knew I couldn't live without Tiff. I went to work. I was so shook up. So shook up that I had gotten caught. Now, I got to admit, I hadn't gotten caught where it mattered. And actually, I've never gotten caught. Well, actually, it's been a while. Yes, I got caught. And so I come into work, and the assistant principal, and her and I joked about it years later. I was so shook up that she looked at me and said, B, you okay? I was like, no. Did you cover my first period? I went down to my room, which was in the basement, and I was so shook up that my wingman, my road dog, my man who knows where all the bodies is buried, the dude who actually helped me pimp back in those days, he was so shook up looking at me shook up that he said, damn, dog, I'm sorry. He didn't do anything. And I didn't know what to do. So I called my sister, and I begged my sister, please, because I called Tiff like 100 times. She wouldn't answer the phone. I called my sister and said, please talk to Tiff and get Tiff to at least talk to me. And it took me 3 days of crying and whining to at least get an interview. I did not want to be fired from my job as her boyfriend. And that was actually the first time that she caught me cheating. She actually caught me cheating 2 other times after that, which when we do the cheats, we'll talk. Because one of those times I just ran out of the house and left the computer signed in. I busted my
You know, modern technology is going to bust a lot of people. It's just between texting. You know what's funny? It's funny. It's not funny, but one of my friends, her friend's boyfriend has a phone app that actually erases the messages as he receives them. So once he reads the text message, it automatically erases it. So he doesn't have any...
Hold on,
like,
what's that app?
Incriminating text. You know what?
What's that app?
Don't make me come over the phone.
Hey, you don't joke. You're the one talking about, I got the baby now. You can go wherever you want.
No comment.
Come on, body, y'all. Y'all see how she do me now that she's pregnant? She's like, whatever, you can go wherever. No, but listen, modern technology is something when it comes to cheating. But folks need to understand that if you just don't do it, you ain't got to worry about it. And, yes, that was when we were dating. And so the funny thing is being able to get past all of that to have a wonderful marriage is proof and testimony of the power of God. But it's also proof that if two of you work hard enough, you can overcome anything.
That one person is working at it while the other person is sitting back chilling. That means both of you have to work at it.
Both of you. And the crazy part is, one of those other times, a young lady had talked about an abortion, miscarriage, or whatever, and here Tiff and I was struggling to try to have a child. And so these are all the things that we had to deal with. It's also the reason why I mentioned From Gigolo to Jesus, my book, so often, is because it's not just to sell the book. I'm going to sell the book regardless. Listen, anybody know me? I'm going to do what I do as a businessman, but it's not that. It's that I believe in the power of my book because I have seen my book. Tiff can tell you right on the other line, we have seen my book open the door to communication where folks come back to us and ask us questions that the book opened up, and then now they want clarity in their own lives. So when y'all did this, or when KL wrote this, and here's the crazy part about my book. People come to want to talk to me, but they really want to talk to Tiff.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to KL at all.
Whatever. They want to know how the hell did you get by, girl? How you didn't stab me in this group?
You know, what's funny is a lot of people say, you know, you stronger than me. You a strong girl because I couldn't do it.
out of boiled oil and threw it on them. But actually, Tip is going to answer a lot of those questions. Well, we don't know. If we had a date, we're going to actually change it. But actually, Tip is working on Stop Doggy Posing, A Woman's Guide to Regaining Her Dignity. And the reason why that book is going to be important is that if you have both, if you have her book, Stop Doggy Posing, and my book, From Gigolo to Jesus, you'll be able to see two different points of view, the male point of view, the female point of view, but both designed to help strengthen who you are as a couple, strengthen who you are as an individual, and allow you to be able to see past the hurt that you might have went through. Because this is what we do. This is actually the whole purpose of why we do this show. We do this show with the hope that when people listen, they can come away differently and have something to talk about. To me, it's a waste of 2 hours if we just sit here and banter back and forth and you don't come away with anything that's actually going to help you be different. And that's what we're charged with. We're charged with making sure when we're done speaking that you come away with something that you can go, you know what, that helps me. I needed that. I'm so glad I heard from them. And that's why we travel so much. That's why we go out and we speak to so many people, because we have a serious message. Right, darling?
Yes, we do. And yeah, we enjoy helping people. And, you know, it's funny because I don't know how other people feel, like how they would feel about someone calling and saying, you know what, I need to talk and really have people pour their heart out. But I enjoy being able to sit and help people figure things out. Even the young lady I spoke to earlier in the week, the gentleman I spoke to earlier in the week, I don't mind them reaching out to me because I know it's something that maybe I can offer them to help them see clearer. So,
mm-hmm. Let me just run through it. Anybody listen? Because we're getting ready to take a break. You know what? Yeah, let me get this before we go to break. Okay, here's what you do on Facebook. Now, get your pens ready, or just make sure to pay attention. On Facebook, author KL Belvin. That's my page. Tiffany Braxton Belvin. That's Tiffany's page. From Gigolo to Jesus, the memoir. That is my page for From Gigolo to Jesus. Author Tiffany Braxton Belvin is Tiffany's author's page. And then the page that we're very proud of, actually we're proud of all our pages, but the Making Marriage Cool Again. Making Marriage Cool Again page on Facebook. And of course, the Braven Publishing page, which is our business page. Those are all our pages. Author KL Belvin, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, author Tiffany Braxton Belvin, From Gigolo to Jesus, Making Marriage Cool Again. We put all our stuff online so you can get to it. And something, these shows, we put the shows on Making Marriage Cool Again as well as our blog. So there's always a way to hear from us even if you missed tonight. So, and if you got a friend that you know needs to listen to what we're talking about, can't get past the fact that they were cheated on or treated badly, yo, let them hear this show. Tell them, go by the Making Marriage Cool Again page or go by the Making Marriage Cool Again blog. I'll give the two blogs in a minute. And you can hear what we do, because this is what it's all about. And we definitely pray that it helps somebody. As well as anything else, we hope that you invite us to come and speak at your different events, because that's the other thing that Tiff and I do. But I will say this, and I say it all the time. What, Tiff? We are what?
We are a faith-based company.
A faith-based couple, too.
Yes.
And we are professionals, so please do not invite us to come speak at your event and think that you're going to pay us a bucket of chicken and have us sleeping at the bed bug motel. That's not going to work. You're not asking for the Ritz-Carlton, but at least the Holiday Inn or the Quality Inn, something that got a lock on the door where I ain't got to sleep with my foot up against the door because somebody might come in there and visit my wife and I while we're trying to sleep. And as professionals, we do ask that you come to the table and let's sit down and really talk about some type of payment that is fair for you and fair for us, because it is more about the message and more about the help, but we still have to get there. And so we'll talk further about it when we come back. This is Reality and Relationships. It's Thursday night. We're going till 10 o'clock. I'm KL Belvin. That is my lovely pregnant wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. We'll be back in how many songs, darling?
Two songs.
Be back in a minute.
Couldn't answer my cell phone. Meet you at the room, so I jetted to the bathroom. Tried to call. call you back, but I waited too late. Don't stand me up for an internet date. Straight off the bus and I'm headed to the mall. Picked out a few things looking pretty for ya. Get myself together while you waiting on me. Call you on Skype, I'll be on around 3.
Night for fulfilling your fantasy, giving you what you need. This is your things, you and me.
Reality and relationships, and we are so happy that you decided to join in with us tonight. Hope that you are enjoying yourself. This is KL Belvin, and my lovely wife Tiffany Braxton Belvin is there on the other line. And
hi.
Yes, we just walked you through our whole situation with the cheating. And you know, it's interesting because we're able to talk about it because we worked at it. Now, we had some other things that we was going to talk about tonight, but this is something that we enjoy talking about because we're proof that you can get through. We're proof that you can make changes. We're proof that things can be different in your life if you actually work at it. Now, it's not going to come easy, and it's not guaranteed that your relationship may survive it, but you can actually come out of it without being crazy. You can come out of it without wanting to kill somebody and throw your life away for the rest. You know
it's funny that you said that, because the gentleman I was talking to early in the week, he was saying, I asked him, what would you do if you found out that your girlfriend was cheating? And initially, he was like, he don't want to do anything stupid. He don't know what he would do. Like, it was almost, you could hear the desperation in his voice. But I was thinking to myself, you hear about these situations where the boyfriends kill their girlfriend, they kill the kids, and all type of craziness, but it's so much to look forward to. And I'm thinking, it's so much that you can do to get past it that you don't have to go to that extreme. I said, okay, suppose she's not happy. And sometimes if you have to look at that reality, that suppose your partner's not happy. And I even looked at it when we were going through our issues. And I said to Kale, if I'm not making you happy, then we don't need to be in this relationship. And I really felt that way. I loved him, and I still love him. If that meant loving him from a distance and watching him be happy with someone else, I was going to allow that to happen because I did love him. But I don't understand, and maybe it's my naivete, how you can love someone so much that you want to kill them.
You love them so much you kill them. I think that the emotional reaction to loving them so much blinds you to making sound decisions. So you react with the animal rage, and that's the so-called crimes of passion, is that you're so passionate about your feelings that it unleashes an animalistic version of yourself where self-control goes out the window. That's why you're always told don't do anything when you're angry, and it becomes a problem. And this is where faith comes into play, is that the more connected you are to a foundational force that's outside of the relationship, the more you will lean on that in troubled times. Laugh all you want or joke all you want when you see the elder folks talking to God. Lord, don't let me kill this man. God, steady my mouth. God, steady my hand before I choke this woman. They're calling on their faith to actually control physical action because the faith is so strong in them
that
they don't want the consequence of not being in control. And I mean, many of us do. But the idea is that that's actually why we should have some type of foundational force, spiritual force. Now, if that's not your case, if the spiritual aspect of life is not where you want to be, well, then you need to have someone or something that you can go to in such a time that is going to help take you from that mind frame that you have. Well, here's the problem with things outside of the spiritual realm. You probably have to go to them or contact them. the Lord and the way Tip and I lean, it starts inwardly. So when I start to call on the Lord, I'm activating something internally, same thing with her, which then allows us to at least start to try to release some of that negative energy. Like Tip says, she wanted to bash me in my head. Now, let me tell you something. That's not the first time. There was another time that Tip stood right next to me and had my cell phone in her hand, woke me up like a stalker. And I was like, what, baby, what? And she said, who's this? I said, who's what? I can't see anything. What is wrong with you in this waking me up? That's Tiff's style, too. She likes to get you when you're sleeping. I said, what are you doing? She said,
straight.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, why this chick talking about she coming to New York and she going to need two beds because she going to wet up the first one? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, that's not, you going to ask me about why somebody texts what they text? I'm sleeping. Now, of course, in my mind, I'm going, how's she going to break the code? How's she going to text me and not knowing where I'm at? Man, but okay. I'm not busted yet. Let me hold my ground. So then now I was like, baby, it ain't what you're thinking. What you mean it ain't what I'm Tiff is spazzing? This is why I was cool, calm, and collected.
This time I had a lot of emotion. Yes.
I was calm, cool, and collected because Tiff looked like she's about to stab me with my phone. I said, we can call her right now. She said, really? We can call her right now. So Tip said, call her. And Tip was in my face about 3 inches. So I couldn't get a whisper or nothing out. Now, this is where I had to pray. I had to pray my training. My ninja pimp training. I had to go to the Vulcan mind meld on the phone. I was like, please, don't say nothing nasty. So when the phone rang, I was like, please don't say, hey, baby, I'm laying here naked. When the phone rang, Tip grabbed the phone before I could say anything. And I was like, yo, before I could say a word, Tip grabbed the phone and was like, hello? And she goes through the interrogation. I'm standing there, and basically, if I had nails, I would bite them, but I keep my nails very low. I was like, and so Tiff is going through it. Now, see, certain cheaters mess with certain women who already understand that you have other women besides them, so they understand what role they play in your life. This happened to be one of those young ladies. And like the chick she was, like the dude I am, she went right into liar mode. She said, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I always joke with him. We joke with each other. And every time I come to New York, you know, I see what he's doing. But it's nothing like, we're just playing now. Because I flirt a lot and I play a lot, Tip was a little confused. The Vulcan mind meld was working. So now I had to use the Jedi mind trick. You're not really angry. You don't think I'm cheating at all. So Tip looked at me and go, I'm not really angry. And you're not cheating. So then I had
that
to
is
take
not
one,
what I said.
I had to,
that
I had
is
to take
not...
one. Excuse me, may I tell the story, please?
Okay, go ahead. Don't tell
so
your version of
to,
it.
Now I had to do my Obi-Wan Kenobi. So now that I had Tiff completely under my spell, I was like, you need to apologize to this woman for calling and waking her up so
okay.
early in the morning.
So for everybody that's listening, do you believe this man,
but look,
you want
to stab me now?
This man is going to have me apologize to the woman he is cheating with. How crazy is that?
It works.
How crazy? You know, funny.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi works.
Every time Kale tells the story, I want to smack him in his mouth.
The Jedi mind trick works.
I can't believe he actually had me apologize to the woman he was sleeping with.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, for all you guys who are not Star Wars fans, let me just set the table for you right. In Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi had the ability to use the Force. And what that means was he would wave his hand and tell somebody what to say. So the guy came to sell him, like, cigarettes. He said, you want to buy some cigarettes? He's like, you don't want to sell me cigarettes. You want to go home and rethink your life. The guy turned around and said, no, I don't want to sell you cigarettes. I want to go home and rethink my life. So that's what I was able to do with Tiff. I said, now how you going to call my friend and disrespect her so early in the morning when I told you I wasn't doing nothing over a text message? And why were you snooping in my phone to begin with?
You know, the crazy thing is, he could have just left it alone. Like, he didn't get caught that time and just left it alone.
No.
No. He's going to make me apologize.
Say
you're
sorry.
You to this day, Keith had a punch in the mouth coming. I just want y'all to know, if you ever hear him say that Tiffany gave him a busted lip, that's why.
You going to jail? You put your hands on me. Yeah. So now the truth came out. So after I had purged myself, years later when we were talking, and I had finally came clean and told Tiff about all the cheating and everything like that. Tiff said, let me ask you a question. I said, yeah, what's up? That chick I called on the phone, you were sleeping with her, wasn't you? I said, yeah. She's like, you know, I should punch you in your mouth. So Tiff is mad because she didn't actually get to do me dirty after I got away with that. So, yes, I did get away with one that night. But like I said, the reason why I tell all that story is that we're able to joke and laugh about it now because we're able to put things into perspective and able to move forward. And it's not that easy for anyone, because like I said, sometimes the relationship can make it through. Like Tiff was mentioning earlier about the young lady she was talking to, that they're actually going to try to put things in a positive way and try to move forward. And then sometimes it does mean the dissolving of the relationship. It means that the relationship needs to be dissolved because it just can't work, because the cut is too deep, the damage is too dirty. And so the best thing to do for that person to heal, male or female, maybe you just leave well enough alone. Also, we've been talking again like last week. If you want to call in, just by getting it going, 646-138-38. Just press 1 when you get in. Let the host know that you're on, and the host will signal to us that you're on the line. And we'll definitely take your call if you want to call in. We have no problem with that. We always say call, and we're willing to talk to whoever about whatever. We're not shy, so feel free to come on. Let us know what you're thinking. And again, also make sure that you let somebody know about the show. This is what we do. And the show will be posted up on the Making Marriage Cool Again blog. If you want to get into the conversation that goes on behind the scenes, come on to GQ Palette General Question. Just go to Facebook and put in GQ Palette General Question. Ask for an invite to the group once you're approved. To come in and definitely get in on the conversation, leave your thoughts, and we can read them while we're on the air. Also, GQ Palace Radio has shows every night, except for Saturday. So, same station, same phone number. Make sure you tune in to definitely check out what's going on. So, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/GQ Palace, you will see all the listings of the shows and their times. Make sure that you mark them down, because GQ Palace is building a new brand of radio where they're giving you programming that fits every aspect of the human diaspora. And so whether you want some comedy, whether you want some talk, you want some music, you want the spirituality, every aspect GQ Palace Radio is bringing you. Also, GQ Palace Radio has a page on Facebook. Make sure you like the GQ Palace Radio page. GQ Palace Radio, just go to the GQ Palace Radio on Facebook. Make sure to like the GQ Palace Radio page, because this is what it's about. Make sure you tell a friend. That's everybody's homework. I got to get back in my school mindset. I want everybody to tell a friend about the show tonight. And I want you to make sure they tune in next Thursday. My son is online talking about he wanted to get in. 646-200-3838. Believe he's a newer version of me. He doesn't realize that, you know, he's just a copy. He gets it from his dad when he's dying. He don't realize, you know, that song, he get it from my mama, he get it from his daddy. Uh-huh. He don't get it. But he, you know, the problem with a copy is, the more the fake, the weaker the image gets. go ahead. But anyway, darling, but with that said, you know, we were told we were going to talk about something totally different. We can actually finish with this here. Let me ask you this, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
If a person comes to you and they say they cheated on their significant other, but they don't want to tell, but they want to fix it, what do you do? Because we always talk about what happens if they believe the person is being cheated on. What happens if the person actually admits that they did cheating?
if someone came to me saying that they cheated and they want to fix their relationship, but they don't want to admit that they cheated, then they don't really want to fix their relationship.
So you're saying they got to admit it to their significant other.
Well, the first part of fixing it is admitting you did something wrong.
Because I've had people come to me, like I've had guys say to me, KL, you know, I want to fix it, but I don't, because if I tell her it's going to be over, and I tell them, well, you know, you need to admit it, but then I understand that certain relationships, so I tell them to take it to God.
But then that means that you want control in all aspects. You want control to be able to cheat when you want to, and then you want control in order to be able
to cheat when you want to. But I mean, if they're really serious about ending it, I mean, if they're really serious about not doing it, I've actually seen guys do that, where they just stop what they're doing, whatever, without telling their significant other, just from that point on.
That's well and fine, but you're still being dishonest.
Because I read that somewhere. Like one professional said, you don't say anything, you just go from there to try to do the best you can. The other professional said, tell them and see what happens, and then go from there. The other professional had mentioned that if you said it to a counselor, or you said it to your priest, and you actually confess to God and left it alone, and now you're going to try to do all the things the right way. So I actually agreed with both. I understood both, and I think in each situation, I guess you'd have to look at the situation. I don't know. It's funny that we were talking about it, and this just came to mind because I know we were going to talk about something else, but I read that a couple weeks ago on something that I was reading. So you say no matter what,
I just think that you need to be truthful and give that person an opportunity to make up their mind. Just like, remember when we first started dating, I told you that when I dated guys, like, before I was seriously into any type of serious relationship, I would tell guys, listen, I'm dating more than one person. Please understand that you are not the only person I'm dating, so that there was no misunderstanding. I don't understand why men can't do that.
I'm talking about guys that are in relationships, not dating. Because I understood with dating. I understood with dating. I'm talking about in a relationship. You think it's the same?
You have to give me the opportunity to make up my mind as of whether I want to continue a relationship with you. It's like you take the control. You take the control of the relationship by being with somebody else, and then you want to take the control back again by deciding whether I should know whether you cheated or not.
So now I gotta play devil's advocate though. But is the person now taking control of what they knew was wrong and fixing what they're wrong inside themselves because they want to make things go forward?
Okay,
because they realize
what
they did was wrong. Now you can't assume what they're gonna do after that. I'm talking about what they've done, because I know what you're about to do. I know your style, but go ahead. Until they do it the next time. I'm talking about what they've done. Go ahead.
Okay, but what about in the case of you who were continuously, you know, in a certain behavior, repeating it, and say, okay, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen again, but it happened again. At what point does the other party have a choice to say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this?
I thought about that too, because I was like, you know, but that's what I'm talking about, where each situation is different, because the honesty factor in the getting help. Like, I believe a person could leave something with the Lord and repair it and then go from there. I think it's very difficult, and I think that's a very touchy one, because you may have to risk your relationship. Like, I believe with certain situations, the only way to get it right is to come home and say, look, this is what it is. And then sometimes it may be something that you can fix, but the question is, now I'm assuming that they're not going to go and continue that route. Well, you would hope that they wouldn't, but in my case, I don't think I was ready to admit the truth to myself. So I think that's the biggest thing that I would tell anybody, is when I was there, it wasn't until that last time that I was really ready to admit it to myself, because you were all but done. So I don't know. I just when you mentioned it and I started thinking about it, I don't know.
Because, you know, I know I know a situation where a guy had been dating a girl for a while, and he was cheating the entire time. He admitted to her that he was cheating, but he admitted to her that he was cheating with no intentions of stopping the cheating.
I got you. So just let me just tell you, because I'm going to do what I do anyway.
Right. And he didn't tell her he was going to do what he was going to do. We knew he was going to do what he was going to do, and we knew he was still doing it. But
wow.
She kept him as a boyfriend, not realizing, okay, he told you the truth that he was cheating on you, but he's still doing it. And she had no clue, no idea. So it's so
So you're saying tell just so the person that is being cheated on can make the choice whether they. But that's not going to change if the person is not cheating or still cheating. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I understand that. But at least give that person the opportunity to say, you know what? We're no longer going to go out in the rain without a raincoat because you are out there doing you. You know, the idea is let me protect myself.
True.
We doing our business, and I'm thinking that you're the only one that I'm with, and you're actually with this person, that person, that person, and putting me at risk.
See, that's why
crazy.
I love you, because that was one of the things that I had said to myself. I said, well, it really comes down to how serious the person is. Like, if the person is very serious about it never happening again, and they're going to go the route. Because I thought about what we talked about on, I know when I thought about this, when before Monday's show, when we were going to be invited, before we're going to go on. Because remember I had said, well, what do we do? Remember I asked you the question, what are we going to do when they say what happens when you're married? You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
When I started looking it up. I was reading it then. And then one person was saying tell. The other one was saying no. You know, you can release it, pray about it, and then get yourself back up and do what you're supposed to do. But none of them actually talked about the after. Like, okay, once you do that, you can't go backwards. Because I was thinking about what we talked about on Monday, on that Monday show. Like, I think a person can purge, but then they got to get in the game, and they got to be everything that, like the way you and I was, when it came down to it, like the way I am now, how I even though I don't have to just keep going all out like I did something, I do it because I feel like that's just my way of keeping things consistent. But I know for some guys, they go, well, if you're not ready inside, you may not want to go that route. If you may just tell the truth, let her walk away. If you're like, I feel if you're ready to go all out, I mean, I was about to make a reference to a certain anatomy, but we can't say that. If you're ready to go all out, then I can understand the purge and then reclaim your relationship and go forward that way. That might be one of those you take to the grave, but you ask the Lord to forgive you, and that's it. But very difficult. Very difficult. Interesting. That is definitely one. Do we have any callers on the line? If anybody wants to call in and offer their thoughts, 646-200-3838, press 1, and the host will let us know that you are on the line, and we'll see what's going on. Because Tiff and I, we have these debates all the time, because it actually makes for great conversations, because you would be shocked. Let me tell you something. Tiff does not, well, now she believes me. When I tell her some of the phone calls that I get,
oh my goodness. Oh,
and we're not
going to
give any names because we don't want to embarrass anyone.
We're not going to blow anybody up.
But when I tell Tiff, like, we were on the road and I got a phone call, and I said, I'm going to let you listen to the type of phone calls that I get. And Tiff looked at me and she said, that wasn't a real phone call. Yes, it was. And just the person's logic about why they do what they do just didn't make sense. And it was just like the person was trying to explain the things needed to tell a child. So they felt it was okay to tell a child when the child was conceived, not when the child was born. Get me right. They thought it was okay to tell the child when they were conceived, even though they were the jump off. And so when I first told Tiff, she didn't believe me. She thought I was joking when I said, these are some of the calls I get. She said, right. I said, I'm telling you the truth, that I get calls.
You know,
and when I let her,
I can't understand sometimes. And I guess I'm thankful that I was born a woman. because if I was born a man, I would probably run amok just like some of the men do. Because women are crazy. I don't get it. I don't even get their thinking process sometimes. I'm just really confused.
It's not women. It's men too, because you've seen some of the messages that some men will leave, and I've showed you as well as you showed me some of the messages that you sometimes wonder, like, does this brother saying you can go to jail for these things that he's writing? And I think when you're dealing with emotion, and we talked about this a little while earlier, when you're dealing with emotion, it really alters the way that people think. It's very difficult to remain calm in certain situations, and you have to. And I know it's very difficult. And it's for some, they don't get it. And you're like, you say, how do you remain calm in a situation? Well, look at the alternative. Go to jail. Do damage to yourself and somebody else. Go out and drink so you can't see straight. Well, then how's that going to help anything? You know, go out and do drugs. Go out and do whatever. And then some people feel the answer is go out and have sex with somebody else. Like, please tell me how that fixes it. I ain't going to go out and get a drink because you upset. So, you know, there's ways to go about it. Anybody listening, if you want to get on and talk, just press the number one. It'll say you are now in the host queue. And the host will take it from there. We can't get you on the air if you don't press number one. If you're calling in, just press number one. Tell the host you want to come on, and you can definitely come on and speak to Tiff and I. We would love to hear from you. You know, we know this subject touches a lot of folks. A lot of folks have been cheated on and all of that. But it's all manageable. Believe it or not, the world's not going to come to an end. You can actually get past it. You can actually become friends again. You can actually grow. And get to the point where you can joke and laugh about it. It's not easy. And let me tell you something. Don't let Tiff fool you. If we watch a show where somebody is cheating, Tiff will look over at me. And I don't even look over her direction. I go, stop, get that heat off my neck. I'm watching the same show you watching. So I ain't say nothing. I said, yeah, you said a whole lot. And Lord, don't let me watch no show where the guy is winning. Why he's cheating. Don't put this on where the guy is getting over. Woo! I might get hit just for no reason. What you hit me for?
You know why?
Yes, why?
It has always been a strong topic for me, and not just because of our relationship, just in general, even prior to us getting together, I've always felt that there's no reason to cheat. There's no reason. If you want to be with somebody else, say, I want to be with somebody else.
Yeah. Can't have your cake and eat it too. So folks,
it's that
do
simple.
It.
Say it. It would make things a lot less complicated. Those, you know how on Facebook it has the relationship statuses, and one of them is, it's complicated? No, it is not.
It really isn't. You just have to make the choice. S or get off the pot, as they say.
All it is about being an adult. Be an adult. Face the music. Say, you know what? I really have no intentions of being committed to you. I don't want to, you know, marry you and do all the lovey-dovey stuff. I just want to jump into bed, get excited for a little while, and go home. Say it.
Yeah. I don't really want to work in a relationship.
But
I don't really want to work in a relationship.
Right. There are enough people out there that's their cup of tea. Find those people. Why do they always want to pick the people that don't want to be a part of that game? I don't understand.
They're the easiest victims. They are the easiest victims, man. They because y'all are the ones who are holding out, wanting something better, and they're like, yo, and most of y'all are the good girls, too. Y'all are the ones that look good, smell good. Yeah, I said smell good. Look good. No comment. Anyway, no, but y'all are the ones that people look at simply for so many reasons. And these are the things that you sit back and folks do. Folks choose certain women because of that reason. Choose certain men. The idea is at the end of the day, You're going to make yourself unhappy, that person unhappy. But I will say this, and I'm going to say this because, like I said, I think I like to just choose the counter side of what Tip says, just so we can have something to talk about, is that if you're ready to go all out, you went out and wilded out, you bugged out, okay, you took it there, you shouldn't have. Y'all went, had a couple of drinks, office party, whatever. Whatever the excuse is, and none of them will work. Let me tell you something. You try to tell Tiff any of those, if it required clothes coming off, unless somehow y'all got thrown together by like a washing machine and y'all just happened to end up, if clothes had to come off, Tiff ain't believing nothing that you say. So, okay, you went there. You got drunk. You did whatever. If you're not ready to go home, scrub for like 17 hours, and then for the next 17 years, to put yourself in position to do whatever, then you might as well just go ahead and come clean, because everybody makes mistakes, which is understood. Got that. If you're ready to let that go and then come home and do all of the things that you were supposed to do and that's your motivation and you never go back that route again, okay, I can understand it. I can't say if I agree or don't agree, but I can understand it. And I would say put that effort in to fix it, do whatever. And I'm not one for keeping secrets from your significant other. But if that's going to allow y'all to have 50 years, maybe you want to wait 40 years. Now, it does say you should tell. It just didn't say when. So if you want to wait 45 years ago, baby, let me tell you something. That's on you. But either way,
it's just,
got to come clean. So if you want to, and you know what the funny thing is, and this is the crazy thing with a lot of things, is your partner may already know and said, I let that go a long time ago, and there's actually scripture to support that, is that sometimes the very thing that we hold on to, the very thing that we worry about, the very thing that we try to keep inside, our significant others even figured it out or guessed it and just let it go because you did put in that hard 17, 50 years, 45 years. And I think that's the one thing that I've learned from paying attention to older couples who have been doing the things that they need to do, is that there's so much that they know without saying to each other. Tip and I are getting there. But I see it with the couples who have been again 40, 45 years. My partner just lost his grandfather and the other, and it's my partner's father. So they lost a very important figure in their life. Their grandmother and the grandfather have been together 66 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
66 years. When I got to the funeral home, she looked up at me because she was my original bowling coach 30 years ago, and I might have talked about this already, but she said, what am I going to do now with Papa not here? And you can see the lost look in her eyes. Now, if any of you have ever seen The Notebook, I'm not going to give it away. I'm just going to say, if I had a choice, that's how I want to do it. So you have to go watch The Notebook, because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I'm just going to tell you, if I had a choice, what I know from some of the older couples out there, I want to go out like The Notebook. But just the idea that, you know, 66 years. Now,
you know, it's funny because they have 66 years, and we've been together 13, and I think, like, we've been together forever, and I can't even imagine going on if something happened to you. Like, I can't even put that thought in my mind. But I can't imagine 66 years. That's a very long time.
Very.
To have someone in your life.
Very. But I think that's why you have to enjoy all the time. And if you're blessed with that amount of time, fine. We've been blessed with 13. Hopefully we're blessed with another 53, I would love it. But the idea is that this is why you have to take into consideration all the different aspects of relationships, and this is what we try to do with this show, is to help strengthen what's going on with you so you can say, you know what, we've been together 40 years, we've been together 30 years, and I hope Tiff and I are still doing this or something like this into those years where we can say we've been at this for so long or whatever the situation is. So, you know, and actually, anybody that's on the line, again, all you got to do is press 1 if you want
to
get in and talk.
Nobody wants to talk to us today, honey.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk to us tonight. How about that? Just press 1, 646-200-3838. We got about a hot 10 minutes left We'll gladly open up the lines and take any calls and discuss any aspect of what you heard tonight. If you have some thoughts or opinions, just keep it clean. Don't come on here yelling and screaming and cursing, because the host will hit the delete button. I need to have that happen to you. But it will happen. Trust me, safeguards is in place if you decide to come on here and wild out. But feel free to come on and voice your opinion, because interaction is something that we live for and we enjoy. It's like you hear the way that we react with each other. Tiff and I are like this all the time. We have conversations like this all the time. We have debates on a regular basis. We use Google as, I'm like, nah, prove that to me. We just had one on anal retentive. Tiff said something, I was like, that's not true. I said, well, look it up. And she,
and we're still debating it. We would have to speak to Freud himself, because we're still debating.
Yeah, she brought up anal retentive. I brought up anal retentive while driving, mind you. I'm searching and driving. She's searching. And then we had a conversation. Hold on one sec. Actually, I don't have it on me. Jonathan, if you're listening, bro, you got to press number one or hang up and call back in and press number one, because I don't have your phone number on me, a new one on me anyway. So if you're listening, just hang up, call back in, and press number one, and the host will take it from
Jonathan
there.
I know Jonathan is not asking you to call him while we're on the air, on the radio show.
No. He wanted to call in and speak on the show. You know, he's talking about cheating. You know, the youngsters always want to try the show.
They got games.
Right.
He knows something about that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me upload. Jonathan is my stepson, our son. I'm not going to blow him up, but if he calls in, I'm going to give it to him. I'm just like, you know, Jonathan, I'm going to give it to you.
Don't do it. Well, call it anyway, Jonathan. It's whatever. But, yes. You know, it's funny. I was watching Baby Boy the other night.
Baby Boy?
That's my joint. Mom, you going to let this cat just move up in here, Mama? Drinking up all the Kool-Aid. And my line is for he in the kitchen, butt naked. He go, eggs? Oh, you know, I can't say the rest, but. Jody. Let me
cut that line. Cut it out. Cut it out. This is a decent show.
Yes. Jody, let me smell your. Yo, my part is, hold up. You had a lot of talk when I was in the bed. This is him? Yo, cuz. He on a bike. Don't get the heat, cuz.
You got issues.
I know. Hey, that's the ghetto classic, baby. If you ever see Baby Boy, you missed it. There's a lot of big-time entertainers in the movie, even though it's a ghetto flick, but it's still a classic. He said, those are cats right there, P. Tried to steal my Alizé. Louis, too. Oh, man. He said, chuck it up. But anyway,
and I'm looking forward to the weekend, because I am so tired. We have a lot of work to do in this apartment.
Okay. And we need to talk about it. You know, maybe next week we'll take you through the move, because let me tell you something. Just mention it briefly. There's so many boxes here that we gotta get to. I'm still trying to find my checkbook. I got one of the other ones. But for the most part, we had the modern conveniences in place. Cable was hooked up the next day, cable and phone. Air conditioning was hooked up 2 days later. AC is going. TV is on. We good. Internet is up. We good. We'll get to everything else. Now, we got some clothes to wash. That's ridiculous. I got a mountain of clothes, but it is what it is. And I'm getting ready to take a trip to Maryland this weekend. Going to take my son that's up here for a couple of days. Going to take him back home. And if you keep saying, well, how many sons you got? That's why you need to read from Gigolo to Jesus. I have 4 sons, 2 daughters.
Have and 6 one children. On the way.
One on the way. 6 children with 5
We have
different
our own
women.
Little basketball team.
Yes. What's up? And you know what? One of the things that we might talk about here, we got people coming off the bench. One of the things that we might talk about next week, man, is parents who refuse to tell their kids the truth or tell them the truth about things that they may not be able to handle. So we're going to talk about parents who don't tell the truth and do tell their parents, tell their kids the truth. And what I mean by that is I give my own personal situation. Tiff and I have a daughter. I have a daughter, Tiff's stepdaughter. We have a daughter who's 16 years old, going on 17 years old. Her mother does not want to come clean and tell the daughter that I am her father. Now, the only reason why I have not overstepped my boundaries and told this child that I'm her father is because she has to live in that house, and I don't want to just destroy her psyche because her mom has not told her anything. And she's already hating the dude that the mother married that is not her father. She's hating
she thinks it's her father.
She thinks it's her father. She's hating dudes in general. I believe it's part of why her gender choice has become what it is. She has decided to like girls, and if that is, you know, her choice, it is. I'm a lover regardless. And, you know, I've seen her, spoke to her briefly, and I still want to cross that line and say something. But the reason why I don't is because how do I upset someone's apple cart in their home just so I can say, just so she'll know? And it's something that we talk about constantly because I try to talk to the mother on a regular basis to get her to come clean. She says, I'm waiting till she's 18. Like, what is that going to do? You know, so parents, that's something we're going to discuss. If not next week, definitely in a future show. You know, there's a point when you got to tell the truth. I learned that the person I thought was my father, who gave me my last name, was not. He was my sister's father, and it turns out that my real father, I didn't know anything about, but I found out at 13. And I'm actually glad that I found out at 13, but I can honestly say, and I tell my father this all the time, if he would have came back into my life at 19, we would not have been able to talk. We would have fought where I was. I was so angry that if you're not going to tell them early, then you might as well just wait till they grow. I'm not sure. I say tell them whenever, but this is a very difficult thing. But Tim and I are going to sit down and really plan this out because I don't want to just do this willy-nilly. I don't want to just give this information out. But what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and have a whole show and maybe invite some folks who regained their parents. Like Tiff regained her father. She has stepbrothers. She has brothers and sisters. We don't play the step game. She has brothers and sisters with different mothers. I have different brothers and sisters with different mothers through my father. And that's something I want to address and I want to fix. But I want to do it right. So we're going to dedicate a whole show on telling the truth and how we can fix this community and definitely a community problem, but just a family problem. What you think, Dawn?
I agree. We should invite your daughter's mother on.
Which one?
The one that needs to come clean.
Which one?
You're so silly.
Well, no, the other one, she won't speak to me at all. That's cool. We don't talk at all. Well, oh, please. Her come on the air? Come on. Please. She don't even want to meet you. On the air. She said, well, why can't we? If we tell her, does Tiff got to be there? What do you mean, does Tiff got to be there? Yes, Tiff has to be there. That's my wife. She said, well, she wasn't there when we created her.
I don't understand.
Well, that was
some
the
questions
best.
I don't understand.
She was there when we created her. So that's why she shouldn't be there, because she wasn't there when we created her? That makes sense to you.
What is she, 15? Like, she's serious?
She was very serious.
Oh, my goodness.
She was very serious.
Maybe she shouldn't come on the air.
Yeah, that'd be great radio, but it might not help her. That really would be great radio. But now, if you really wanted some great radio, get my ex-wife on the line. And you will hear ratchetness on top of ratchetness. You would be like, what? Let me tell you something. That would be that. Now I would sign in for that. Oh, I got this. My show, right? It's our show.
Yeah. Did Jonathan make it in yet? Well, he's still trying to get through.
He didn't get in. So we're gonna have to, I don't know what happened. So he didn't hit the button.
We'll
right
have Jonathan
way.
On next week.
Yeah, we'll invite him on next week. And actually, you know, we got to have him on as a guest so he can tell you his 9/11 story. He is a 9/11 hero. My son, I ain't going to give you his full name. I'll let him tell it. But, yeah, he saved the officer's life during 9/11. Oh, don't tell the story? All right.
No, just, let Jonathan tell the medal. Story.
Yeah, we'll let him tell the story. He got a Liberty Medal from Rudolph Giuliani. We'll let him tell you how everything went on, what he was doing during 9/11 and all of that stuff like that. But Well, guys, as we're coming down to the last couple minutes, Baby Doll, any parting words you want to share on tonight's topic and what to leave the people until next week?
I'm going to start a campaign, the Be Honest campaign.
Yes. Well, what type of Be Honest? Parents, cheaters, parents, everybody, or just so, certain types?
Cheaters, Be Honest.
Cheaters, Be Honest.
Cheaters, Be Honest.
That cheaters, Be Honest. CBH. Cheaters, Be Honest. We'll figure out what that means.
Yes.
Gotcha. Cheaters, Be Honest.
That's what
and the theme of your and the theme of your group
is for them to come clean with their partners and say whether or not they want to be monogamous, whether they are no longer in love with their partners and they want to move on. But just be honest. I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to support my wife's group, but I'm going to be on the low saying, listen, if you know she's going to stab in your chest, let me explain to you what you need to do. If you know you ain't never going to do it again, Here's the KL plan. You love her from her earlobe to the rusty part of that heel where her shoe run, where you normally see that Band-Aid that they wear.
Yeah. You know what?
You love her so fiercely that you just smother her in your love. And then about 44 years from now, I say, baby, can I tell you something? Way back in 2000. And she'll be mad. But after 44 years, you are all right. 44 days, don't do it.
You know.
44 days, don't do it. 44 years, pull her hand, go for a walk, baby. You know, I gotta tell you something. You know, now that I think about it, I was stupid. Da-da, I'd take a shot. Might get stabbed too, but... Because women do age slower than men, so I'm just saying, you might be sitting there in a dirty diaper and wonder why. Well,
yes.
I'm gonna say like this. Yes, I say be honest, but I say don't do this. I say don't do it to begin with. If you did it, fine. And if y'all talk about it, don't go back. That was my biggest mistake, is that I went back because I wasn't completely ready to change. I would say that if you know that you're ready to change, stay that changed individual. Put your faith in the Lord, the two of you. And you'll come out the other side, just like Tip and I did, clean. And it's possible, and we're proof. Pick up a copy of From Gigolo to Jesus, because it tells you a lot about what I was and how we got to this point. Be on the lookout in the coming future for Tip's book, Stop Doggy Posing, A Woman's Guide to Regaining Her Dignity. Restoring Her Dignity, I'm sorry. Woman's Guide to Restoring Her Dignity. This has been Reality of Relationships. I have been your host, KL Belvin, and I want to say good night and God bless. Baby doll?
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Up from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times. And through it all, you held me down, baby. You've always held it down. Ooh, oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right.
just wanna give you, make love to you.
Love to you.
Put you on a rocket flight, keep on loving till we.